Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, I'm calling with the Medtronic Aurora SMT.
Yes, we're all set. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, perfect. I will latch in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I think they're ready to go.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
glad to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Great.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could join us as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about heart health. February is recognized for a lot of things, including Heart Health Month. We want to talk to you guys about sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA. It's a condition where the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. Unlike other heart conditions, though, SCA can impact people of all ages, all races and ethnicities, and often without any warning at all. In fact, studies have shown that 1,000 people each day experience SCA, and nearly 90% of them are fatal. Thankfully, though, there is a new safe and effective treatment option that's available that's newly FDA approved. And here to talk to us about it, we're excited to welcome Dr. Ellen Cheng. Also, we have joining us Cheryl Jordan Winston. Cheryl is someone who's not only an SCA survivor, but also going to be sharing a bit of her story and how she has benefited from the new procedure as well. Thanks for the two of you for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for having us.
It's definitely an important topic. Cheryl, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with you. And I want to first say thank you so much for sharing your story, because I know by doing so you are definitely impacting lives and helping to save lives. Can you tell us a bit about your own sudden cardiac arrest experience?
Absolutely. In 2020, I collapsed in my bedroom unexpectedly and had a sudden cardiac arrest. And my husband did CPR on me until the EMTs arrived. And I was successfully resuscitated after not having a pulse for 25 minutes. And after spending about 2 weeks in the hospital recovering, I was a trial patient for the new EVICD.
And Cheryl, for those who are just hearing about EVICD, I want to talk about what your life has been like since it. Since you've been able to receive it, how has it impacted your life and what you're able to do?
The EVICD has really allowed me to return to a normal life and do that confidently. So after my sudden cardiac arrest, I went back to work. I've traveled. I have, you know, exercised. And really this device has enabled me to do that and to do that without fear.
Oh, wow. What a great thing to hear about. Dr. Cheng, I want to bring you into the conversation here. What does this recent FDA approval mean for patients like Cheryl?
Yeah, in short, it's a new and better option with potentially fewer complications in managing patients at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. You know, just as an aside, I mean, we're really lucky to be having a conversation with Cheryl because, as you alluded to earlier, most patients who experience sudden cardiac arrest don't survive, and when they do, they may be at risk for future events. And so in instances like that, implantable cardioverter defibrillators, or what we call them in short as ICDs, are the standard of care in managing these folks. And this new device that we're talking about here is providing many of the features of the traditional ICD with potentially fewer complications.
As you mentioned, talking about the ICDs, Dr. Cheng, I want to ask you, how does this really differ from the other ones that have been out there? And I know technology continues to improve, but tell us a little bit about what makes this different from others.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, traditional ICDs, maybe to start, you know, monitor the heart 24/7, and have actually been around for more than 40 years. When a dangerously fast heart rhythm is detected, these devices can deliver either low-energy pacing pulses or high-energy shocks to restore the heart back to its normal rhythm. Now, this device that Cheryl has, this EVICD device, is designed to address some of the concerns that can occur over time. You know, with leads in the heart, which is what the traditional ICD relies on, you can have rare complications associated with that. And the EVICD system takes those leads outside of the heart, but still provides those benefits that the traditional ICDs have.
And Cheryl, as Dr. Cheng mentioned, I mean, we are so grateful that you're here with us and able to share your story with us. What advice would you like to give to our audience when it comes to being knowledgeable about sudden cardiac arrest and as well as our heart health?
you know, I would say first and foremost to consult with your doctor. That's really an important part of this. And then also what I would say is, you know, with these EVICDs, it has enabled me, after having a very major sudden cardiac arrest, to return to a normal life. And that is something I'm very grateful for, and it's something that is just simply amazing.
Well, I thank you again, Cheryl, for being brave enough, of course, to share your story, but also to let other people know what is possible as we're talking about SCA here. Again, everyone, Cheryl Jordan Winston, as well as Dr. Alan Cheng, have been our guests, talking with us about the importance of not, of course, being knowledgeable when it comes to sudden cardiac arrest, but also the new FDA approval for the EVICD that can be definitely of help. Dr. Cheng, I want to ask you, where can our audience go for more information?
Yeah, people can log on to medtronic.com/EVICD for more information. And, you know, I would also encourage folks to chat with their healthcare providers and to see if this is an option for them.
All right. Well, thanks to the two of you again for the time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of a News You Can Use segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.